Likutei Sichas Chelik Chav Beis Shmini Beis. Now this is a sicha which is a siyum on Seder Taris and Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which the Rebbe said on Yitzchak Kislev Tovshin Lamed Ches. And the connection to Parsha Shmini is like the Rebbe mentions in the beginning of the sicha, because in Parsha Shmini, the last of the Masechtas of Seder, of the last Masechta, Masechta Uksim, which discusses the dinim of Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Mashkin, and that's discussed in Parsha Shmini. The last Masechta from the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Masechta Uksim, read wegen the Prote dinim from Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Mashkin, was in the Parsha Seinu. And the last halacha from the Masechta is Chalis Dvash, Me'emesai, Mitamis Mushum Mashke. There's a din of Tumas Mashke and there's a din of Tumas Eichlin. Now, Tumas Mashke always becomes a Rishon. There's various different dinim. Mashke could be metame even because Mashenkin or Eichel is metame only if it's a kabeitza. But I'll call upon him. So Chalis Dvash, Me'emesai, Mitamis Mushum Mashke. When does it have a din of Mashke? Is Bishamayemim Mishe Yaharer. When you think about taking the dvash out of the chalis dvash, and making it into a mashke. When you start poking it. And even though it's not red running, but nevertheless, so as soon as you start, it's already considered a din of a mashke. And when you break it apart, when you break the chalis dvash apart, and now there's the dvash that's already running, so at that point in time, the dvash is a mashke. It's nachavol. Dvash bechlal, there's a din called tumas mashkin. There's the zayin mashkin, and dvash is from the zayin mashkin. Question is, when does the dvash have a din of a mashke? So when the dvash is in the chalis dvash, so then they don't have a din of a mashke. When does the mashke have a din of a mashke? So there's a machlekes according to Bishamay, it's either mishiyaharer or mishiyacharcher, and according to Bishil, it's mishiyarasik. Bishamay Houten, as gladly the mensch is maharer b'machshavtei, lirdes advash, bakumtes adin mashke, un esver tome b'tumas mashke, so becomes tome b'tumas mashke. Mashenken lit b'shil, is a metame b'shum mashke, esh m'shirasek, v'zdan verter a mashke b'peil. Because when you break up the chalis dvash, the wax around the honey, so then, at that point in time, the mashke taka becomes a mashke, at that point in time, the dvash becomes a mashke. That's the Mishnah before the last. Weiter in the Mishnah Shel Achrize, which this is the last Mishnah from Shisha Sidi Mishnah state, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shlei Shmeiz V'Asora Elimis Shenemar L'Hanchel E'a V'yesh V'Yitzisei Mamali Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta L'Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keili Marzik Baruch Hu Yisrael Ella Sholem, Shnemar, Hashem Eizlam Beitein, Shem Yivorech Esami Vasholem. So we have these two Mishnayos. We have the last Mishnah that deals about when does Chalis Dvash have a din of a mashke. That is a machleget Bishami Bisil. Bishami says Mishiharer or Mishiharcher, and Bisil says Mishirasik. Then we have the next Mishnah, which is Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahamchel, Chol Tzadik Vatzadik Shlei Shmeiz Vasor Elamis. And then there's the member of Shum ben Chalafta, Limotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Keli, Mazik, Brachel Yisrael, El HaShol. Darfum Fashtein, what is the Shaykhis from the last Mishnah? The Mamorim from Rabbi Shum ben Levi and Rabbi Shum ben Chalafta, to the Mishnah Shalifneze, the Plukta, Zwischen Bishamim, and Bishil ben Negei Chalas Dvash. What is the connection? L'chur, it's two separate in Yonim. Here we have a Machlekes, when Chalas Dvash, when Dvash has a din of a Mashke, and here we're saying it's another general statement, Benigeya, the schar of mitzvahs, shayelimes and lechumotza kodesh baruch keli mazu baruch yisrael ella shalom. What's the connection between these two in yon? Now the Rambam unoch meforshim zayin mevayir, the fisha hishlim kol dinei halacha, ichosam hadvarim bigmul. Does haste? In other words, according to this pirush of Rambam, the Mishnah hataka nitkin hamshich. Betechen to the Mishnah Lishon for now. This Mishnah has nothing to do with the previous Mishnah. Nadas Asiyum Evgan Shishet Sidri Mishnah Vechdei Lehidia Bechsimas HaMishnah Matan Schorim Shal Tzadikim Shalengdim Umekayman Masha Kosim BeMishnah. So if you read the Rambam BePashtus, it comes out that there's taka no connection. there's Masechta Uksim, which deals with Dinim, which is connected to Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Mashkin, and then it finishes off with the Mishnah of Chalas Dvash. And once all the Mishnahs were finished, so now there's another Mishnah which deals with the Matan Schar, and that's the member of Rabbi Shulman Levi and the member of Rabbi Shulman Chalafta. That's the Pashtus HaDvar. But that the Rebbe says, late Ober, v'migifint in the Gemara become a Mekemis. As mizmevayr der tam asmichus fu Mishnayis, afilum en zishtein zuachar zuim bezendr mesachtus. So we find that one Mishnah comes after the other, so the Gemara asks, what did we learn in the previous Mishnah, that behem shech lezed is the next Mishnah, even though they're in two separate mesachtus. The Rebbe tzeichen su, mesachtatainis, was in Halar Ara 16, and others kama mesachtus, where the Gemara asks, what's the connection between the first Mishnah of this Masechta and the last Mishnah of the previous Masechta? Valachas kama v'kama, certainly when you're talking about Tzvei Mishnayis from the Mzelten period. So there's definitely a connection there between one Mishnah and the other Mishnah. So l'chure, yeshmokim zuzuch and mevayr zayin, eich v'shaychis v'di Tzvei Mishnayis. Aval pi shetam ha-Rambam betok v'yemid, I'll call upon him lahamtik v'chul. So in other words, the Rebbe is not questioning the teretz of the Rambam. In other words, the yisod of the fact that this Mishnah says at the end of the Masechta is because right now the Tana wants to tell us the Matan Schar. So we ask him, why is this Mishnah here? The reason is because the Tana wants to tell us the Matan Schar. Abul Peil, it comes out that this Mishnah is coming behemshech to the Mishnah of Chalas Dvash. So the Pashtos, there is a connection between these two Mishnayos. That's what I was saying. L'churi yesh mokum leimar, so mevayr zayin, the shaychus from these two Mishnayos. And l'churi, you could also think, l'churi, that's what's going to come out, that the Tana wanted to put the last Mishnah where it is. That's the Matan Schorim, Shayelim is, and Matan Schorim through Shalom. And there's also a connection between the previous Mishnah to that Mishnah. So normally you would say the second Mishnah is coming behemshech to the first Mishnah. Over here it's like a little bit that the second Mishnah is there because this is the end of Mishnayos. But why is this second Mishnah coming? Why is the end of Mishnayos? Why is the last Mishnah before this last Mishnah, so to speak? Why is that with Chalas Dvash? Because there's a connection between the union. Yeshleimar, that's what the Rebbe said. Yeshleimar, adertechen Mishnah smucha zum siyum ha-Mishnayos, in yeschar ha-mitzvah, the plukta, zwischen Misham und Misil, bin der Gehr Chalas Dvash, hat das Schreiches zu dem Ingen Schar Mitzvah, was Retzach, was Seif HaMishnayis. I'm saying that Lechur, it's coming out, and normally you would say there's a Mishnah, and then there's the Mishnah that comes afterwards, Mishnah that comes afterwards is coming behemshech to the previous Mishnah. Over here, Lechur, we're looking for a Teichen HaMishnah, once we establish that the reason of the Rambam is B'tok V'Emet, so the reason why it was placed here is the last Mishnah, is because this is the end of Mishnayos. So why this is the last Mishnah is clear. Not because this is coming behemshech to the previous Mishnah. But the question is, why is this the last Mishnah behemshech to the previous Mishnah? So the question would really be, why is the previous Mishnah the last Mishnah before the last Mishnah? So the answer is because there's a connection. So I'll call upon the Rebbe saying that the Pashtus HaDvarim, the Seichel says, that there is a connection between these two Mishnayos. It's not like they have nothing to do with each other. There must be some connection, and this Mishnah, which talks about Chalas Dvash, has a shaychus to the inyan from Schar Mitzvah, was Retzach b'siyum hamishnayis. The other points out over here in the Horus, in the beginning, first of all, Benegea, the Seder, that the Seder is the Taris, is the last Seder, that's the Pashtus, because it was that's the Siman of Zman Nokat, so the Tess of Nokat is connected to Taris, and also Benegea, that Uksin is the last sefer of Masechta and say the Taris. Then he brings Benegia the Girsa of Yecharche and Yeharer. So again, also in Horer 5, the Rebbe says that the Girsa of Yeharer, that's the Girsa of the Yeshemim, Pirsh of Haigoin, and the Rash, of the Rosh, and Benegia Yecharche, that's the Ikara Girsa, Bimkei Meshubar Akidemus. And also Pirsh of Mishnayis for Rambam. Yeah. Now this musig, that the last Mishnah is not really like part of the Seder Advarim of Taris, was only written because since it's the last Mishnah, so now is the time to write the Inyan of Matan Schar. So the Rebbe says in the Ara 14, Ulahoyr shematzino al derev zeh, b'negei l'tchilas hashas, masechta brachos. She'ein shayach is kol kach l'seder zroim. Notice, the first seder is seder zroim, and then before that it starts with brachas. She'ein shayach is kol kach l'seder zroim. Ki hi hagdoma l'klo l'shita seder mishnah. Re'ei piske riyaz, reish brachas, huve b'agdomas pirashim mishnayis l'arambam, l'chashleimai, that there's a psamusik that this reishis chach meyiris Hashem, there's the union of starting off with the union of Meimus HaKedem Sma B'Arvis, that's because it's a Hagdomah Klolus to the Klolus HaKansel of Mishnayis. But I'll call upon the Rekudas HaDvarim is we have the last two Mishnahs in Mishnayis. The last Mishnah Mamish is Osir HaKadosh Baruch Lahan Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Elimis, that's the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the member of Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Leimotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keli Mazvi Baruch Hu Yisrael Ela HaSholim. And before that, there's the Mishnah a machlekes ben Bisham and Bisil ben Negei Chalos Dvash. And if you learn the pashtus of the Rambam, it seems like they have no connection. But the Rebbe is saying, no, the pashtus HaDvarim is that there is a connection. It's not being shayl. The Rambam is saying that the Rambam is betok ve'emet. But on the other end, there's also a connection between these two Mishnayos. Se'iv beis. U'behegdim ha'azbore in divrei ha'mefor shemanal. Adr siyum fun shisha sidri mishra. Mamor manal. Ich bedeit zu mit dir sein, in den Matten schorm schul tzadikim. Du lechure in nicht verstanden. Dor retzef doch wegen tzadikim und wie sie halten schein beim Sium von Shisha Sidri Mishnah. No, du bist schleimus, bulimu da teire, klolus da teire shem alpeh, wie ein tzadik lernt es. So we're talking about people that are finishing teire shem alpeh, and we're talking about lehanchel chol tzadik v'tzadik, so we're talking about tzadikim that finish teire shem alpeh. Doch lechure poshe to moven, as they halten shein gewiss by the meifon ha-aveda, leitzivi ha-mishna noch besedin ha-zikin, misham shinu sarav shalei ha-manak nasa kabel pras, nitzul ibschar nor lishmo, which is what it says in Pirkei Avos. Zeis ve-eit, der posik was very gebracht in der mishna gufe zogt, lahan chul e-ha-ve-yesh. So we're talking about people that are referred to as being e-ha-vai. Divas dinen de meibishten mi-yavah. For thus mainly the Rambam is Mavar Baruch in Ilchus Tshuva the Rebbe Tzeichens. As they too in Zeir Avedo Lishmo, Nitlu Shum Schar, nor Eso HaEmes B'nei Shu Emes. Emes Tak, Adar Vos is Eso HaEmes B'nei Shu Emes, is Muftak with Rambam Zog Dort, Asof HaTeva Lovi B'Glola. Aber nicht das in der Schleimus zu welcher er strebt zu der Griechen mit seiner Avedo. Bei einem Eber Hashem B'Ave, in der Ingen von Seif HaTeva Lovi B'Glola, nor a double toffel und study. Und der Iker bei ihm ist, was hat Seiche gewann, zu dienen dem Eberschen Lishma. So the Iker ingin of being Oved Lishma means a person is interested in doing something Lishem the Eberster. By him that's the greatest glick, that he's doing something because of the Eberster. And therefore what's motivating him is not the schar that he's going to get. Vibal da den Iker betachlus in Avedis Satero Mitzvus. In Lishma und nitl kabel schar. Wie ist Masim? Beim Sium von allen Schissen zu den Mischten. Weil das meint in der Matze von Tachlis und Schleimus Neile bei Wedes Hashem Chulu, soll die Chsime sein nicht, als Nafshe Kshure bei Aves Hashem und Chulu, du lasst nach Rambam in Hilches Tshuva, nor, was er wird haben, und Shai Elimis, als Gmul und Schar von Wedes Hashem. So there was asking a question over here, on this Bechlal, on this Yisod, that the reason why this Mishnah says here, because this is the time after the person finished Mishnayis, he's finishing Mishnayis, so now is the time to speak about the Tashlum Aschar. The Rebbe is asking, you're talking to people that are called Oyavai, people that finish Mishnayis, people that are called Tzadikim, people that have finished Mishnayis B'tachlis HaShlemus, and they already learned Pirkei Avos, as Avuaz Avodim Kamsham Shusarav Shaleam Manas L'Kabal Pras. So how are you like finishing off by saying that you'll have Shai Elimus? That's the question the Rebbe is. The whole idea of speaking to someone that's B'siyim Shisha Sidri Mishnah, like B'tachlis HaShlemus, of his Aveda, so his motivation is going to be that he's going to have Shai Elimus. That's the question. Muzmin Zogun, Adizach von Lahamchel Chulu Shai Elimus, Vosletzach in der Mishnah, is nit dan inyan fun schar mitzvahs bebevone harogel. A tashlum fun elemes far aveda l'Hashem. Normal pshat would be, he did his aveda and he's getting paid for it. That's the taich, gmul, schar. So the notice, Mulas Char means he's getting paid for it. But the Rebbe is saying that Muzman Zogun, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean over here, Atashlum from Elims for Avedis Hashem. Like the Rebbe says in Order 24, so the word Gemul is going to be like Hashem Amushal. Nor, the Sahechr Shleimus Ba'aveda. And Aliyah Tzuvelcha der Eved Mi'ava, the Grech Al Yidei Avidas. So the Rebbe is saying a new pshat in this member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchu L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Elimeis, Pashas you're learning, that Pashas the Limud is Befrat from the Rambam, that's the Gemul in the Schar for being a Tzadik. But since we're talking about Tzadikim, which aren't interested in Gemul and Schar, that's not really what's motivating them. So Mele, the Rebbe says, is Mukhrich to learn that the Pshat in this Mishnah is not, this is the Schar that you're going to get, but rather, this is a Psahechr type of Aveda. So even though the Loshon is Lahanchel, it sounds like you're going to get it for a schar. The Rebbe will be medayik in the Loshon Lahanchel, which shows that it's not for a schar. But the pashtus when you're learning it sounds like it's a schar, and that's also Loshon Rambam, the Gemul. But nevertheless, the Hechr Chadvarim that we're not talking about the people which are interested in schar must be that's not it's not a psayin, you know, schar, but rather a shleimus and aved. Once we establish that's the pshat in this Mishnah. That the pshat in this Mishnah means that it's a shleimus and aveda that a person is going to reach to osad hakadosh baruch hu la'anchol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shai elemes. So now the Rebbe is going to say bechlolus v'inyan. Later it's going to be more bepratis. Und das ist die nekudas ha-shaiches zwischen der Mishnah mit der Mishnah shilufanah pluktas b'shamay b'silu b'chalus d'vash. Which the Rebbe said again that these two Mishnahs have a connection. What's the connection? Mahatayim al derech ha-remes. Was the letzta halachis in Mishnah. Chitum ha-Mishnah. Sha'akel heilich achar ha-chitum. Zayin b'negeh dveirim und dvash. Why is up is the last Mishnayis talking about the dinim of dveirim and dvash, which dvash come from dveirim, is while dveirim zayin kibir chazal meramez if shleimus ha-aveda, aveda l'shmo. K'delekam ha-siv zayin, which the Rebbe is going to bring the chazal, which speak about Dveirim, that they're doing things for their owners, and Alderazah, they're even doing things for the Eberstor, Lishmo. Was the Aveda is a hachon of hagdome, so also that Kodesh Baruch Hu l'hanchol l'chol tzadikhu. This is the Shleimus, tzivelchim the grecha, the Aveda v'Avedas advor. Advorim. The same time the Vertus, so no, there's nochamo. First of all, the Rebbe was telling us, saying over here, a chidush, that the pshat in the memory of Rabbi Shulam Levi is not the tur schar only, but rather it's a shleimus and aveda. That when a person reaches the end of Mishnayis, so then also that Kodesh Baruch Hu lahanchol chol tzadik v'tzadik shai elemis, that'll be a shleimus in his aveda. That's number one. Lefizeh, once we establish that's the pshat in the osad lahanchol shai elemis, we understand the connection to the Mishnah, which speaks about Chalos Dvash, which Chalos Dvash comes from Dveirim. So mainly because the Aveda of Dveirim is an Aveda, which is Aveda Lishmo, which the Rebbe will discuss later. And that's a Hagdoma to the Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hanchol, L'Chol Tzadik, Shai Elemis. Or since by him was an Aveda, an Aifan of Dveirim, so mainly he came to that Madrega of L'Hanchol Shai Elemis, which is a higher level in Aveda. Now when the Svaris and Pluktis B'Shamei B'Silu, in order plukte bechalus dvash, and this machlekes chalus dvash. Now we have a machlekes bisham and misilo. When does the dvash have a din of mashka? According to bisham, it's mishahat miharer or mishiyacharcher, and according to misilo, it's mishiyirasik. That's yodua. The Rebbe discusses it in other places that there's a close dik machlekes bisham and misilo. Whether we go basa bekeach or we go basa bepeil. Or do we look at something the way it is in its potential, in its bekeach, or do we look at something only the way it is bepeil? So according to Bishamai, where he goes basa bekeach and kame bekame in yonim, so alderez ebenegeach hal is dvash, when does it have a din of dvash? When it's mishiyahar, or mishiyacharcher, already has a din of dvash. Because bekeach, it's already dvash. Masha'in can be silul, which he goes basa bepeil. So by him, it's only Mishir Asik when it's Bepeil Dvash. Now this Machlekes, now the Rebbe is saying, on the Svaris and Pluktes Bisham Bisil, in order Plukte Bechalis Dvash, in other words, the Svaris in their Machlekes, was ist wie gerät kam upon him, verbunden mit chile kloli, zwischen seine Schittes, zu azlina basu bekeach, oder azlina basu bepeil. That's connected to their general machlekes. Vishami halten as azlina basu bekeach. Und der Rieber bekommt er den Maschke gleich, mischi jecharcher, oder afil mischi jeharrer. Weil bekeach ist der schein Maschke, afelpiss, und noch weit von Maschke bepeil. But lepeil potential ist Maschke. Und bis Hillel halt als Aslina Bosse bepeil und der Rieber hat es nicht kind in Maschke, bis es wird Maschke bepeil, nicht hier rassig. So that Machlekes bringt der Ruiz an Afkemine in dem Klole so ingen von Matoras, Brias, so Odom, Alei Oretz, was ne Vreisi, Lishamashes, Keine, Kidde, Lekamon, Sifches, Weilach. So in other words, if you think about this Machlekes, as the Rebbe will explain by Hemshech, Machlekes between Bishama and Bisil, that gives us an understanding. In a klolis dike machlekes, in a tifer machlekes, benigeya, the inyan of the person was nevresh l'shama shuskeni, how is he mekayim this inyan? B'meila eich, an afkemina benigeya, the shleimus ha'odim ha'yidei avidosi. B'meila dafke noch klutas, Bishama and Bisil anal, that berzer verstandig, der siyam ha'mishnai is also that kodesh baruch olam chalchut. So the nekudas ha'dvorim, which the Rebbe is explaining over here is, there's giving us a new insight, first of all, into this idea of Amar Abishua ben Levi, also that Kodesh Baruch Alahanchel, Chol Tzadik ben Tzadik, Shai Elimus, which is not only a schar, but it's rather Shleimus HaAveda. And that Shleimus HaAveda is connected to the Aveda of Dverim, which is the Aveda of Lishma. But in that Gufa, there's Machlekes between Bishami and Bisilil. Benigeir, the type of Aveda that a person has to do, because that Machlekes, whether or not Chalis Dvash has a din of Mashke, does it have a din Mishiyaharer or Mishiyacharcher or Mishiyarasik, is connected to their Machlekes Kloli, whether we go Baser Bepeil or Bekeach, and their Machlekes Kloli, whether we go Baser Bekeach or Bepeil, will also determine Benigeah, the Mataris of Brias Odom Alei Oretz, and that will also determine Benigeah. This Indian of this member of Rabbi Shulman Levi. So Bekitzer. So there's a connection. The Rebbe was asking, what's the connection between the member of Rabbi Shulman Levi and the Machlekes Benigeh Chalos Dvash? So we're learning over here two Nukudas. One Nukudah is there's a connection because Chalos Dvash is connected to the Aveda of Dvarim. And that comes, Behemshuk to that comes the Asadak Kadosh Baruch Lahanchel, which is the Shleimus HaAveda, which will the Rebbe will be Masber, how that's the Shleimus HaAveda. And in that Gufa, it's not only Stam as he closed the union of Dvarim. There's Machlekes, Bisham and Bisilil, Benigeya, the Chalis Dvash, which is connected to their Machlekes, Bishchlolus, Bekech, Bepeil, which also determines their Machlekes, Benigeya, the Seder HaAveda, which will also determine Benigeya, this Hemshech of Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel HaAveyash. The Rebbe is not explaining it. But he's explaining Bechlolos, the Gibai for the Minyan. The Gibai for the Minyan is that we have a Mishnah, which Pashtus is a Pashta Mishnah, which is a Halachadika Mishnah. Machleket Bisham Bisil Benigeya Chalis Dvash. Now we have another Mishnah which speaks about the Schar. Now the Rebbe says the Mishnah that speaks about the Schar is not really only talking about Schar, but it's really talking about the Shleimus HaAveda. The Shleimus HaAveda of a Yid, how he reaches after he finishes Mishnayos. That Shleimus HaAveda is connected to Dvarim, and in Dvarim Gufa is the chilik between Bisham and Bisilil. If you go by Bepeil or Bekeach, the Shleimus HaAveda and the Tachlis of Brias Adam Aliyoritz, which will have an effect on this member of Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also that Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Le'evi Yesh, which the Rebbe will go explain. Siv Dalet. Loshna Mishnah. Well, he is loshing tzoro b'tachlis adiuk. So here the Rebbe is going to explain this nekuda that he already mentioned, that Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel Ha'evi Yesh is not only a schar, but it's telling us a shleimus and aveda. It's a shleimus and aveda that a tzaddik reaches, and he only reaches it at the end of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. Loshna Mishnah, well, he is loshing tzoro b'tachlis adiuk. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel Chulu Shai Elimus is l'chure we passed do lahanchel anyim for Yerusha. Yerusha nit verbunden mit der Aveide von dem Yerush. Eid nor geboren geworden bekurve von a Yerush is bederach mel Yerush. is when it's retzach veg matn schorim shel tzadikim hat gedav shtein osa akadosh baruch hu litno keitzem zeh. Yerusha means you inherit. How do you inherit? If you have a relation, your relationship which causes you to be a yerush, so therefore you inherit. Over here we're talking about a person's getting schar for his aveda. So you're inheriting the aveda, you're inheriting the schar. L'chura, you're receiving the schar because you did the aveda. So l'chura, the loshen wouldn't pass to say the osa kaderuach l'hamchel, inherit, but rather l'chura, the loshen which is more masim is the Eibishter will give schar. What's this loshen l'hamchel? L'chura, inherit is not negeh to a person doing something in aveda, fakert. You inherit without any doing anything. You inherit because you have a birthright to inherit. The tmi is not aggressive. Der selbe Maimer wird gebracht im Sichte Sanhedrin. Und dort steht Taka, also da kann ich borchen litten, und chol zadig mit zadig Shailmus. So it's not only the Rebbe is asking why to say Lahan chol not litten, the Taka says litten. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings the same memory, also da kann ich borchen litten, und chol zadig mit zadig Shailmus, nobody says litten. And Lechura, the Lashon litten is more massive. The Ashleimer Abir, as, he and he says, the Maimer Mesech to Sanhedrin, welche gesagt geworden durch eine Meere, Rove Bamori, Rettake wegen Schar HaMitzvahs. Und der Rieber sagt er, Osa da Kodesh Baruch Hu Litten. Because Lechure, for Schar HaMitzvahs, the word Litten is more massive. The Eberste gives the Schar HaMitzvahs. He doesn't inherit, you don't inherit the Schar HaMitzvahs. You're given the Schar HaMitzvahs. Aber in der Mishnah, which like the Rebbe said before, this Mishnah is not telling us only about the Schar HaMitzvahs, because we're talking about a tzaddikim, which right now, at this point in time, they're not, the Schar HaMitzvahs is not what's motivating them. Aber in der Mishnah, was kommt als Sium, v'chitum ha-Mishnah is, letztlich nicht wegen Schar HaMitzvahs bepashtus, nor kanal, wegen der Schleimus, zu welchen der tzaddik der Grech, bei Yidei Avidos Miyava. So we're not talking about only the Schar HaMitzvahs, but rather the Schleimus, that the tzaddik reaches through his aveda miyava. And the Ribber is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Rebbe is Medayik, the Rabbi Sefer HaGdosi, there is a Tana, is a higher than an Ameira. In Medayik, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hamchel. Val od di Shleimus is Bedugmas u'Begidra Yerusha. So in other words, if you talk about giving schar, that there's a person, and that person did aveda, and the Eberster is giving him schar, so then it's a Lashon Litten. That's not what it means in the Rava Bamori, is talking about in Sanhedrin, that there's a person that did Aveda and is giving him schar. Mashenken over here, in the Mishnayos, which the Tana is speaking, we're talking about the end of Shisha Siddhi Mishnah, so over here we're talking about not like getting schar, already regularly getting schar for your Aveda, but rather it's reaching a higher Madrega in Aveda, a higher Madrega, and that higher Madrega is brought out by Lahanchel. How does Lahanchel bring out a higher Madrega in Aveda? So that the Rebbe is Masbov here. See if hey. Binegei Yerusha, Yedua was the Rogachover, is Mevayer, as a Yerish is nit at Sveite Metzias, was Bakunt Nechosim from the Meirish. Nor Beloshen Akosov, Tachas Abisecho Yiu Bonecho, the Yerish stayed Bumkeim Ameirish. A Yerish is Ein Zach mit Meirish, Etzem Ha'av Bulshengi. So in other words, you have a Moirish and a Yoirish. So Bechla, you have, let's say, a Noisin and a Makabel. So a Noisin has, let's say, a Noisin has money, and he gives it to the Makabel. So he takes that out of, so to speak, his account. He takes it out of his Rechush, and he gives it to the Noisin's, to the Makabel's Rechush. So the Chura, you could learn like this also, that there's a Moirish, a person that passed away, and he owned something, and it went over from the Meirish to the Yerish. That would be the Pashtus Advarim. There was something that was owned by the Meirish. And now, since he's the Yerish, so it goes over from the Meirish to the Yerish. But on that, the Rogachov is Mazda, but that's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat is that there was a Meirish, and then there's a Yerish, and they're two separate people. And from the Meirish, it goes over to the Yerish. But rather, Pshat is that the Yerish is B'mkoyim HaMeirish. He's an extension of the Yerish. I don't know if this would be a good dogma. I'm saying this in a zach, but l'chure would be a good dogma for the Indian. You have an account, let's say a bank account. So you have bank money in one bank account, and you want to transfer it to another account. So you transfer the money to that account. So memela l'chure, this person passed away. The meirish passed away. So now that money is going from the bank account of the Meirish to the bank account of the Yerish. But that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is Faker, that the Yerish takes over the bank account of the Meirish. I'm saying, it's just to be Mamchish the Indian. That he takes over, in other words, the Rechush, the Yerish becomes the, he fills up the shoes of the Meirish, and the Meirish, he's the Meirish. That's been a Ger, that's the Yerish and Meirish in the Pashtus, when the inheritance, the gather of inheritance. That it's not a transfer of ownership, but rather the inheritor becomes the bimkem of the meirish. Is etzem af al derazer b'negiyat zu Eden. The shleimus v'svert uvgiton der mitvos aid learn teira nuz mekayim mitzvus is vos yisrael iraisa v'kuchibricha kul echad. As you could learn that there's a person and there's an Eibishter, and the Eibishter tells the yid to do something, and the mele the Eibishter will give the yid something for doing it. But the Rebbe is saying here, tifer, that the shleimus of the connection of what's accomplished by Yid doing Torah, learning Torah, Mekayim Mitzvahs, it was Yisrael, Yiraisel, Kuchibricho, Kulachad. The Segimel, Miskashro, in Dovido, Kuchibricho, Yiraisel, Yisrael, Vert, Kulachad. That's been a Gea Torah. Valder is a Durkim, a Mitzvahs, Loshen, Tzapsu, Vechibur, as a Yid, Ver, Karviyochel, Ein Zach, mit Nesen, a Torah, Mitzvah, a Mitzvahs, the Mebish, Nalim. So the gather of the connection through Torah mitzvahs is that the Yid and the Eibishter becomes connected and they become one thing. And does it the Pshat from Lahanchel Eva Yesh? It says that the Eibishter is going to give Shai Elamis, and that's the Yid of Lahanchel Eva Yesh. What does it mean Lahanchel Eva Yesh? The Rambam in Mavayah, when you get in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's on this Mishnah. Adaloshin Yesh Vais Eif Metzius Hatmidis Ashein Lo Tachas. The word Yesh refers to the Eibishter, which is the Metzius Hatmidis Ashein Lo Tachas. Ulahanchel Eve Yesh means, meant, Le'eve Anchel Es Hayesh HaMuchlet. How is that possible? Valkol Nefesh Shetiske L'chai Ha'elam Abo L'tichle Leil. So the title of Lahanchel Eve Yesh means that Ayit gets the Yesh of the Eibishter, which is the Yeshu Amiti, the Yesh which is Metzias Atmidis Asha'il Tachlis. Lahanchel Eve Yesh means that the Eave take the Yesh HaMuchlet, because every Yid connects to the Eibishter and Leitichlo Leilam. V'iker Anivra Abal Gvul Nemen Ayesh HaMuchlet Ametzias Atmidis Aninyan Funitzchias Umbilti Bal Gvul Ider Posik. In other words, if the Eibishter would be giving it, so giving means, by definition, giving means there's someone else, and you're giving it to him. Giving it to him, if he's a someone else, it means he's a Metzias. If he's a Metzias, he can't take the Yesh. He can't take the Yesh Amiti. But the idea is, that's what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk, Mevayir Madgish, Lahanchel Eveyesh. Eden Bakumen is Nital Samekabel Fun Anesen. Which means that Zweite Metzies vel chenemtes funum nesen. Nor iden seine das Nechel als Yedish, was is ein Sach mit dem Melish. Iden seinem Bonum la Kodesh Baruch Hu. Iden a Bonum, which are inheritance. Und der Rebbe beschasse Zayid Lern Teire, und es mekayim mitzvies, wird nis gale, wie is ein Metzies mit dem Emerson, Yesha Muchlet, Metzies at Midis, Eisi Atem Lechem. So the Yidin take the Eberster himself. So that's the word. What does that mean? It means that Yidden, which are referred to as being Eavai, they're receiving the Yeshua Amiti. They're receiving the Eibishter, the Eibishter's Metzias Amitis. The Eibishter's Kaviyochel giving himself to the Yid. The Yidden and the Eibishter become one. And that's the Yid of Lahanchel. So if it would be Noisin, so Noisin would mean by definition that they're two separate entities and he's giving it away. And then the taka wouldn't be lahanchel noisin yesh, because over there he's giving something. Masha'igin over here, the union of lahanchel ev yesh is the idea that the yesh, which is the yesh hatmidis of the Eibishter, that comes to a yid because it's lahanchel. So that explains, you know, the Rebbe was asking, what's this union of lahanchel? The union of lahanchel is because that's showing the shleimus of the connection between the yidden and the Eibishter. That's the shleimus, a connection of a yid and the Eibishter. Now, lepel lepashtus advarim lahanchel eiv yesh is talking about the tainug that a yid has from 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 Lahan Chalehev Yesh. In other words, it's a certain Matan Schar. Der Funa verstandig bin ich der Einig. Was kommt der Funa Ruiz le Tzadikim? Was kommt der Ruiz le Tzadikim? Was das ist der Pirish in Divir Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lechol Tzadik ve Tzadik Shai Elamis. In Shai Elamis, Bepashas is talking about that there's going to be a Nin of Einig. Wie der Rambam is Mevaira, das meint, that der Tainuk von Elam Abba, is Shleish Mei Ispam, ve Esei Pomim, vi kol HaTanug is Elam Azeh. So again, he's talking about something which is referring to schar, so it's a yin of schar. So here the Rebbe is speaking about bishleimos, where a yin becomes connected to the Eibushin, but there's also a yin of schar, and that's the pshat of shai elamis, that which is a schar, which is 310 times as much as any schar of elam hazeh, which the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam. How is it so much? The pshat is that in der einig for the tzaddikim vizizayin farzich, and belosh nachsid is the nachas ruach lenivra. The Nachas Ruach was worth bam Eden al Tzchar was erat mekayim when the Meibishn is rotzen. No, das is der tiny to the Meibishn kaviyochel. Nachas Ruach lebeiri. Kemayim mechazal, Nachas Ruach lefonai shamarti v'nasa l'tzeini. That through a mitzvah, there is kaviyochel a Nachas Ruach to the Eibishn. Vibald Eden, so what does that have to do with the Yid? Vibald Eden seinen ein Sach mit dem Meibish, seinen zei nechel, kaviyochel der tiny gabeiri. So the word lahanchel eviyesh means that the Eibishter kaviyochel is manchel. Manchel you only do to someone that's one thing with you. No, it's not a friend. He's one thing with you. He's manchel, the yesh atomit. And that also brings the tainug of the tainug habeiri in the nivra. Nochamal, vibald eden zayin ein zach mit nedesh, zayin zayin nechel kaviyochel, the tainug habeiri. Vidram is gleich mevayet. Das war Rabbi Shaul ben Levi, nutzt am Misper, von Schlei Schmeiz Vassore, ist al derech ha-ore bilvad, aber für ihr Emes ist a-tachlis, a-tainug bilti mubu. Why? Because you're taking the tainug of the Eibishter himself. Das ist der Chilik zwischen Schar Mitzvahs und Lahanchel Chule Ewe Yesh. Now, when you speak about the Schar Mitzvahs, it means that there's a... The Schar Mitzvahs means there's the person which is doing the Mitzvah and is receiving a reward. Which is really what the Rebbe said is Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Litein. Litein means he's giving you a reward. Hashem Lahanchel is not Pshat, there's a you and there's the Eibishter, and you're receiving something that he's giving you. But rather, you and the Eibishter becomes one, the Yid and the Eibishter becomes one. And that's the Chilik. So Shaschar Mitzvahs and Lahanchel Eve Yesh. Der Tainig was kumt on zum Odom, al Schar Aveda, was Kabbalah Schar Weist. Adir mekabel aschar is a metzias farzich when medarv balenin farzayn arbit in der tainet vifel an odem als nivre can farnemen. He could only take as much as he could take since he's a mugbul. So no matter how much he could take, he could take how much he could take. You could give him how much he could take. He's a mugbul. Mashein ki der inyan for nasa da kadosh baruch hu lahan chol chulu evi yesh idir nachas ruach lebeili an inyan for yesh amuchlet. But das is not the union from Schar Mitzvah, but das is the Etzema Mitzvah, that the Yid connects himself to the Etzema Mitzvah, which is connected to the Eibishter, which is the Nachas Ruach Lebeiri. And das kommt on zum Odom, b'derech Nachla, weil is ein Zach, kaviyoch mit Nebush. So that's the Diyak HaLoshen that Erez being Medayik, that what's the Pshat? Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchu Lehev, Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Elimus, Lahanchu Lehev Yesh, it means that a Yid is not only going to receive a reward, but he's going to actually get the Eibishter himself, and that's why, that's the Lahanchel. Lahanchel in the Taitch is that the Yerish becomes Memkema Meirish, and that's why that can only be brought through Lahanchel. So on one hand, it's Taka the Tachlis Hashleimus in reward. And that's the Shai Elimus, because he's able to appreciate Kavi Yochel, the Taina Gaberi. The Nivra is able to receive the Taina Gaberi, but why is he able to receive the Taina Gaberi? If it would be a separate Metzias, he wouldn't be able to. That would be a Metzias. A Metzias wouldn't be able to connect to that Inyan. But the Inyan of Lahanchul Eve Yesh means that he connects to the Eibishter, since he's one Metzias with the Eibishter, becomes Nizgala, how he's one Metzias with the Eibishter. So Memele, he connects with the Eibishter himself. Siv Zay, doesn't there tam for was the Lahanchul? Yesh is le'eyavei davke. The pasuk says lahanchel le'eyavei yesh. But when can der odem zukommen zum inyan von lahanchel le'eyavei yesh? Be'ez, as er sein Avedes, in asa efen, as er trachtet wegen sich, nur er tut im ganzen Lishma, for an Ebishnus weg. Because when a person is a Nivra, that's the Nekudas Advarim of it, is there's a Nivra that's a Metzias, and he's receiving from the Ebishter. So since he's a Metzias, he can get something made from Mugbul. Mashenken over here, the Yid is getting the Yesh of the Ebishter himself, Kaviyochel. So how, and that's why it's coming not an Eifen of Litain, but rather Lahanchel. But how could the person receive such an Inyan? It's only because he's La'eyave. Eyave is representing that he's not a Metzias Farzich, Etrachnet wegen sich, like the Rebbe says, Etrachnet wegen sich, nor Etutten ganzen Lishmo, Faren Ebishtens wegen. Kolzman der Odom Tracht, wegen Ma'in Shulzchar, oder wegen sich Bechlal, sein Aliyah. In the Tscheiches, er soll werden ein Sach mit Yesha Muchut, und Metzias Atmides, was ist im ganzen Hecher von Gedan und Evroin. When the person thinks about Tzchar, or is Klal thinking about himself, so in Mele, he's not Shaykhus to become one thing with the Ebishter, with the Yesha Muchlet, which is in Ganzen Hecher than any gather of Nivra. Dafke ben zin Avedis in Ganzen Lishmo. Nitke Metzius Farzich. Tracht nor wegen dem Etzem HaMitzvah, was the Far, was the Fun Ver, the Nachas Ruach Lefonai, Shomarti ben Asir Etzemi, Ver der Esi Atem Leichim. Und bei Mele lehandchel Ewe Yesh. Al Dervi, mi gefinden Aloche, as an emissary Eved, Eved al Pitelis Emes, in Nitke Metzius Farzich. Sein ganzer Metzius ist Metzius Oden. It's not sure there is an Eved, and he's a Metzius for himself, and it's connected to the Oden. His whole Metzius is only Metzius Oden. The Rebbe, Hora 47, Kedushi Raj, well, Kedushi Raj will quote this very often, that the Rajba says in Gedushin that when you say Mashikona Eved Kona Rabbi, it's not the Pshat is that the Eved was Kena, and then after he was Kena, the Rabbi was Kena. But the Kenyan of the Eved, Melchatchila went for the Rabbi. And that's bringing out that there's no Metzias other than the Rabbi. This whole Metzias is only Metzias Rabbi. Thus is Eich the Rem is in them. But the Mishnah is Shalifni Zer, Reden Vagn Kaver is Dvedim, and Chal is Dvash. While the Aveda von Eden in dem Efen von Lishmo is umgedeitet in dem was Eden seine Zuge glichen geworden zu Dvelem. Wie steht in Medrash, ki Dvelem hoyu bonai. Ma Dvele haze is kol ma shehi misageles, misageles lebaleo. Is kach kol ma shehi Yisroel misaglem mitzvah samayisim tevim, hei misaglem lavim sheva shamayim. So together of Dvelem are those that kol ma shehi misageles, misageles lebaleo. So Yidin are called Dvelem, because kol ma shehi misaglim, mitzvah sumaisim tevim, misaglim lavim sheva shamayim. Ukimavur bukutetere, ad de aveide beifun zeh kumt, fun de hakore a tachlis hamuchuvin bebriyas odom, eine bishvil hodom atzmi levad, av she beemes al yosei niflo me eit, im kol zeh leizu levad u tachlis hamuchuvin, kiem lechvedi yizbarach, ukimai mechazal, ani nevresi lisham shesken. So the Vayla, the Rebbe is being masked, but first of all, the Nekuda of this Rabbi Shoba Levi, the memory of Rabbi Shoba Levi, that's not Stama Matan Schar, it's Shlemus of the connection between the Ebersht and the Yidden. That's Lahancha Le'eve Yesh, and that could only be by Eave. That's talking about people that are Tzadikim, which are holding by the end of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. And that's coming Behemshech to the Chalis Dvash, the Kaveres Dveirim, which talking about the dinim of the dvash, which comes from dvarim, that ma dvare, which is enim sagelis el lebalel, when a yid is in the aveda of a dvarim, so the mele, so his whole aveda is only for the Ebishter, that's the eave, oyavai, so then by him could be the union of lahankul eave yesh. So the vayle be'emes, the Rebbe wasn't masber, the machlekes, in the Chalas Dvash between Rabbi Sham and Bisil, that's besides Bazunder Zach. There's Machlekes between Sham and Bisil when the Dvash has a din of Mashke, that's one Machlekes. And but Lepel, what the Rebbe is being Mazve is the Shlemus of the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and how the Hemshech, and that we learn in the Ora, the Hemshech of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so we need the Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, which is Le Motzak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Keli Mazi Barachel Yisrael Ella Shalom. That's coming behemshich to the Aveda in the Eifon of Dvelem. But now the Rebbe is going to be mamshich the Indian of in Bisham and Bisil, Machlekes Bisham and Bisil, the connection Machlekes Bisham and Bisil to the Tachlis Hashleimus in Aveda. Al Pize Sivches. Al Pize Kamenech Mevarezain, the Shaykhis from the Mishnah, to Pluktes Bishami Bisil Bispechalus Dvash Ubeigdim. In the Loshin Anal from Lukutetere is Mudgesh, as Lepel Kum Tzu der Odom Durgzang Aveda Lamata, so an Aliyah Neflo Me'eid. Siznor as Leizu Levad Hu Tachlis HaMechuv. Whereas on one hand, his taka will reach a Gevaldik Aliyah. But on the other hand, is Leizu Levad Hu Tachlis HaMechuv. The Tachlis HaMechuv is that he, the Tachlis, Kim Lekvedi is Baruch, like the Rebbe brought before from Mukut Teira, at the end of Siv Zayin. Kim Lekvedi is Baruch, K'mayim Chazal, Anin Nevresi, L'sham Shuskein. And on this nekude, and in them, the doa chilek, so she shittes b'shamay, was halten as lina bosu b'keach, and shittes b'silul as lina bosu b'peil, a vitiv der inyan, the aliyah is tefes mok. Rose l'peil comes out that a person b'emes, e'avei, does the aveda for the Eibishter himself. L'peil, he's also going to have an aliyah. The question is, how much the Achilles to Shishitus Bishamim to his hill vitiv der inyan the Aliyah is Tefes Mokim. In other words, how much is Tefes Mokim this Aliyah? The Rebbe will be Mazlin. Eimazlin and Bosu Bekeach Adiikar from Yeder inyan Viyashteit Bekeach Kum Tuis Adiiridas and Shama Lamata Der Bepeil Tut Netuv Kin Maile Chadoshe and the Neshama Vizigiven Kedem Ayiridah. Whereas before the neshama came down Lamata, he also had Bekeach to do the Aveda Lamata. Not only was Bekeach theoretically Bekeach, it was Bepeil Mamish Bekeach, as we'll see, it was Kabish Mayagalia. It's Avada that is Bekeach. Nochamol. Eimaz Linabas Bekeach, Adri Iker from Yadrinin, Viashtet Bekeach, come to us, Adri Ridas and Neshama Lamata. Their Bepeil, Tutnetuv Kemaila Chadosha, in the neshama Legabe Viziz given Kedmiridos. But the Iker Inyan, the Keach, a Durchfir in the Aveda Lamata, is Shindo in the Neshama, Nochedes is Yerid Lamata. Nochmer, this is, the Keach is Avadada. But more than that, Nochmer, we need to do that for a filling it hobben, the pale, als Abchina of Keach. Of Keach and Neshama to Durchfir in the Aveda Lamata. Normally you say it has Bekeach, there is a potential. But really, when it becomes nizgala, this potential, the potential becomes nizgala when it comes down lepeil. No, so lepeil is migala the potential. But over here, by the neshama, not only is it there in potential, but you don't really need the lepeil to be migala the potential. Nachmer, when you need the dam, that from a fill in the top, that peil, al tzabchina, if keach and neshama, tzudur kfir nir aveda lamata. Sof sof at yed neshama durchfirn ir shlichus ba'al medeinik mishenemar lebat bilti yidach mimenu nidach ve'ed v'gamzu yikir klapishmaya galya as yivet does durchfirn. So mainly you don't really need the bepeil to prove the bekech. Kum tuis as leid b'shamay in the dokin or zu zogen ad aliyah neflo from the odom is an uftu v'chidush was to leave them darf zayin yiridus an neshama l'mata v'peil. Und das was the neshama is yirid l'mata is legamri nitzulib der ilui was vert uvkiton in der neshama nor blaz l'sagal bala kidei zu durchfirin de kavone von Eberschen was nesava kodesh borcho liis leik dir betachtenim und fardem inyen in nit genug was the neshama bekehr zu machen de dirre. Nor der Tachten, der Bepeil nicht stane werden, zu sein Adirele Yisborach. Es muss sein, die Pu'ule in dem Tachten, bemele Yeridus an Neshama, lemat dem Bepeil. So if you're talking about the Neshama is Milas, so you say, the Neshama is Milas that comes through the Bepeil was their Bekeach. But when you're talking about the Kavon of the Eberster, that the Eberster was Nesava, that there should be Adir B'tachtenim, so the Adir B'tachtenim that the Eberster was Nesava was for Adir Bepeil. So Mimele, when does the Dira Bepeil happen? When the Neshama comes down Lamata, and that's the Uft of the Neshama coming down Lamata. That the Eberster's Dira is Durgifirt. So according to Bishamai, the Iker Inyan of coming down, of the Neshama coming down Lamata is to live durfer in the Eibishter's kavan. And the fact that the neshama will have an aliyah, it's not really such a major aliyah, because lepeil, the inyan that the neshama will accomplish by bepeil doing the aveda lamata, it already had, because it was their bekeach. And it wasn't stam bekeach, it was a bekeach which was clear that that bekeach could come down into bepeil, befrat kapish mayer galya. That's according to Bishamah. Masha'in came, late bishitas bisilu, as lazlinan bosir bepeil, kum tuis, ad yiridas an neshama lamata, tutuf amayla, eichen the neshama, was yitfri and nidgahat. Valdavke durg de yirida lamata, brengt zi arruis ira keches, min ha kech la peil. Was late bisilu, it does the ikar for yad ninyan. Yad ninyan has to come down bepeil, and the fact that it was bekech is not enough. And the riba late bisilu, Aval pia der ikar inyan for yiridas an neshama lamata is lekvei di yizbarach. Ani nevresi l'shamash eskeni, begdei zu durchfirin, di kavonu fun diri betachtenim, und dos dav zayin di kavonu fun dem odem avidosei, fun des wegen is zayin avedu l'mata an inyan, was tutuf achidish eichen dem. Oi eichen em. Now, as the Rebbe is speaking, when again, what it says in Lukut Teira, that even though the tachlis is l'kvedi yizbarach, but l'peil is going to become a mile in the floor, l'gabi the person himself, so I'm saying, this mile in the floor, Lagavi, the person himself, when the Gabi's Hillel is very clear that there's going to be a mile also in him. So even if you're going to say his Iker Batara in his Aveda is Lekvedi Yisbarach, Lekvedi Yisbarach, but on the other hand, Lepel, there's going to be a mile in him. So it's not only Lekvedi Yisbarach. Mashenki, Mitzad Bishamai, over there, since things that are in its Bekayach is as if it was already Bepeil. In other words, the Bepeil is not Negea. The Iker is that it's Bekeach, and especially a Bekeach, which is certainly going to come Bepeil, because Le'yidach M'man HaNidach and Kapishmaya Galya. So according to Bishamai, when the Neshama comes down Lamata and does his Aveda, the Iker Ufta, what's being accomplished here, is only L'gabi Ne'ebishter. That the Kavan of Dinam Tachtenim is being accomplished. And the fact that he's having an Aliyah Bavi Dosei, that Aliyah Bavidosei is not so murgish. It's not so murgish. Because Lepeil, the Iker is that he's doing the Aveda for the Eibishter. Siftes. So here the Rebbe was Masbid, the Chilutim, Bisham, Bisil again. The Kudas Advarim is that the Iker Kavana is Tzuduk Firin, the Eibishter's Kavana. But the Lepeil, there's an Ilui in the person that's doing the Aveda. And that Ilui in the person that's doing the Aveda, by Bishilil is more mortgage than by Beshamai. Because according to Bishilil, since the Iker is the Bepeil, so Bemele, the fact that he's doing the Aveda Bepeil, Tutuva Iman Aliyah. Mashenkin of Beshamai, since the Iker is the Bekeach, so the fact that he's doing the Aveda Bepeil is not really so Negeya to Tutuva Iman Aliyah. So over there, there's more mortgage, only the Kavan of the Abishan. Now the Rebbe's Masbid Nochayin, based on this Machlekes between Bisham and Bishilil, knows Nochabo. The machleg v'sham v'silil is if the ikar is the bekeach or bepeil. From that comes out that the aveda that a yid does lamata. So the gabi, the eibishter, the kavan of dirab tachteinim, fashteitzach, that this aveda is uvgiton dafka through aveda bepeil. Because that was the kavan of the tishmi dirab tachteinim bepeil. The question is this also to inguf in him, the pale that he's doing the aveda, the pale that bepeil there is the aveda, is that to inguf in him? So the Alter Rebbe says that there's a mile in the floor that happens in him besides the fact that he's fearing Guiz Kavan of Elyena. Now that the Rebbe is saying, yeah, there's taka mile in him, but the mile in him is more morgish in Beisil than in Beishamah. That's the Nekudas Advarim. That the mile in the person that's doing the Aveda is more morgish in Beisil than in Beishamah. So now the Rebbe continues, Siftes. Der chilu kanal zwischen Beishamah and Beisil git echa azbore in zeir plukta. There's a machlekes halalu bishamay emrim nechle lo adam shalei nivra yesim shenivra bahalalu emrim a nechle lo adam shenivra yesim shalei nivra. And then the Gemara fears nimnu vegamru nechle lo adam shalei nivra yesim shenivra ba'achshav shenivra yifashrish b'maisav. It's nachamol. We have a machlekes bishamay says nechle lo adam shalei nivra yesim shenivra, and Bisil says nechle lo adam Shenivra Yesim Shalei Nivra. And then Nimnu Vigamru, Danech Leila Adam Shalei Nivra Yesim Shenivra, which is passed like Bishamai. I'm sorry, like Bishilu, like Bishamay rather, that Neach Leilo Odom Shalei Nivra Yesim Shanivra, I'm an Akshu Shanivra Yifashish B'maisim. And Lukutetei the Dort is a Mavair, they're shot in the Maimer Chazal, so Al Terebes Medai, they zog in the Tevle Shalei Nivra. While Sevevavadai Doa Teve Fad Nisham Durchi Yidosu Lomata. Was it Bekumt an Aliyah Gdelem and the Flo Lane Kates? No, the Pshat is Neach V'Kal Hoyele Shalei Nivra. While the Tachlis HaMechuvin B'Briyosei is Lei Yavid L'Garmei or L'Kabel Pras, nor Bleiz L'Shamash Eskeni. V'Dos is an Avei the Kosha B'Yeser, un Seneach V'Kal No Lei, as is Oldos Nid Darfinton. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, Be'emes, to say that he's a Tevle Shalei Nivra, you can't say that. It's only a question of Neachle. So what? Why is it Neachle Shalei Nivra? Because to do the Aveda, really a person has to do the Aveda, Lepeil, through the Aveda, you have an Aliyah. Of Lepeil, you have to do the Aveda Naifin, of Leyavid, Legarmeo, Lekabel Pras, you're doing the Aveda only for the Eberster. And that Aveda, which is only for the Eberster, is an Aveda Kosha B'Yeser, and therefore, Neach V'Kale, as Eldos Nidarfenton. That's how the Alter Rebbe is Masber, what's the Seichel, that Neach Le, Shalei Nivra, Misha Nivra. Neach Le, Shalei Nivra, Misha Nivra. Now the question is, Lepel is a Machlekes. Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil. B'Sham says, Neach Le, La'odim, Shalei Nivra, Yesu, Misha Nivra. And B'Sil says, Neach Le, La'odim, Shalei Nivra, Yesu, Shalei Nivra. So once the Alter Rebbe explains that, what's the shiloh of it? Everyone agrees that it's Tevle Shenivra. The question is only if Noyach Loi. So and the Alter Rebbe explains, what's the seichel of Neach Le Shalei Nivra? Because to be a Nivra and to do the Aveda because of the Eberster is something which is not easy. And that's why Neach Le Shalei Nivra Misha Nivra. So the Kaila is what's Pshat Bisil? Bisil says Neach Le Lodim Shenivra Yesim Shalei Nivra. L'chura, how could you argue with the noyach? Noyach means it's easier, it's simpler, it's more gishmak. L'chura, how could you argue with that noyach le? That's what the Rebbe is asking. L'chura, what's pshat misil? Shtatzak l'vizah d'shayle, v'asid ha'avim inifu misil, to zogn as noyach, v'kale le'odim sh'nivir yes m'shalei nivra. Whereas based on this beer of the Alter Rebbe, what's pshat? So on that, the Rebbe's mazbe is the beer in them. The difference is, let's just maybe say outside. According to Bishamai, the chiddush of the pale is not really such a big chiddush in the neshama itself. So Be'emes, the ikar inyan of the neshama is only l'man from the Eibishter. There's no real benefit in himself. Because the pale, since he in himself had all the inyan in Bekeach before it came down Be'pale, so everything he's doing is only for the Eibishter. Mashenken, according to Beisilil, Eino Chinami, his Avedas for the Eibishter, Beika for the Eibishter. But Lepeil, there's a Maila in his Aveda for himself. Once he feels like there's a Maila. Because Lepeil, there's a Maila in Bepeil, Lagabe Bekeach. So Eino Chinami, it could be it's hard to do the Aveda, but considering that he knows that Lepeil, through this Aveda, there's going to be an Aliyah to him, so Memeila, it's not so hard. It's more Neach. So therefore, in Bishilil's world, it's more neach to be nivra. Mashenken and Bishamay is not so neach to be nivra. That's the beer. The beer in them. Late Bishamay is takem lechatchila poshut adirganzer inyan for yiridus on the shama lamata and nid b'shvil alias on the shama nor blaze lechvedi yisbarach ukinal atzalib alias on the shama darf men the yiridu bepeil sigenug der bekeach. B'meila is poshut as neach lei la'odem shalei nivrachul. V'al farim lei in the dokin chiddush duch yiridas ilamatis is nor lechved yizbar. And that's not neach, like Alter Rebbe says. Mashenken lei b'sil ido an or zu zogen as neach lei la'odem shenivri yesem shalei nivra. V'al ven es volt nit nivr geworden, v'al ven er volt nit nivr geworden, volt er kein shaykhiz nit gehad zu der aliyah gedeilev in the flow lein ketz. Bibalda zeh is der tainug der fun, wo der neshama hot von der aliyah asa gresse vid de tzara neshama bin yidos lamata. Biz a sneach le shenivra. Feeling the gadoz vet bringen an aliyah in the floor tainug otzum. Lamreis the mitzvah kinsar, vilei nevru, and the top and kinshaychus to the aliyah gdelim in the flows. Even though that's not his ikar mechuvit is not his tainig nifla, but realizing the tainig nifla that he's going to have through the fact that he's going to have this aliyah, so memela, that so to speak, covers up the tsar that he has from the aveda. So that's, and that's the machleit b'sham b'sil. So because of b'sham b'sil knows, Bishamai, according to Bishamai, so keach is not chaser peil. So mele, the ikar aveda is only mishvil aberi, and mele, it's neach le shalei nivra. Mashenkin, according to Bishil, where it's keach is yech chaser peil, and mele, the ikar is the bepeil. So therefore, through the aveda, there's an aliyah and a flaw in his aveda. So even though the peil is a hard aveda of his doing it, but the tainug of his shlemus that he has through the aveda covers up on this tzar. That's the machleket b'sham b'sil. Aber nimnu v'gomru neech le la'odam sh'leid nivra yesim sh'nivra. Val aval pi ad neshama v'et l'peil tzukumen v'ridosi l'mata tzudar aliyah g'deyle v'neflo le'en keitz is aber nid doz dav zayn machshavt machshavet sa'odam sh'as avidosi er dav ton zayn aveide in gansen leil g'anmeyo l'kabel pras nor blaze l'sham ish'es keimi l'gamri nid trachten wegen sich und seiner Alias. Und der Ribber ist neach vekale shalein nivri yes mishnivri. So in other words, the Rebbe brings over here in R 59, while pizza mefarsh bul kutitele shom, vegan ba'achshav shenivri yifashvish b'maisa, which means shakavona sheyeda shenivri leib mishul aliyes et kim l'shamash l'skeini. So in other words, the first svara, there's a svara to be mechalik l'misham v'mishilol, that b'sham ha'itaka holds neach le'isha adam shalein nivri mishnivri. Mashenkin, according to Beisil, there's a svara of neach leilodim shenivra mishalei nivra, because lapel by the Adam comes in aliyah. And what's the nimnu v'gomru? That even according to Beisil, where there's a gevaldik aliyah by the, through the bepel mamish that comes in the neshama, that the aliyah they live in the floor, like the Alter Rebbe brought, like the Rebbe brought from Lukud Zdeira before, but that's not really in his hergish. In his hergish, he's not thinking about that aliyah g'day live in the floor. And since that's not what he's thinking about in his hergish, so therefore, it's nimnu v'gomru, that neach le la'odem shalei nivra mishan nivra. Because lepeil, even according to Beis Hillel, the ikar aveda is not lekabel pras, le legarmei lekabel plas, only l'shamash is keni, and memele, it's neach le shalei nivra mishan nivra. So that's how the Rebbe is learning pshat. So in other words, there's a machlekes b'shamay b'sil in the closing of the bekech and bepeil, and that comes also the machlekes of neach le nivra mishanivra or neach le shenivra mishalei nivra. But the maskonas advarim is that even according to b'sil is neach le shalei nivra mishanivra. And that's how the Rebbe is learning pshat here in this Mishnah. Sifyut, that's Sifyut. Thus is a the shaykhis from the Mishnah from Chalos Dvash, so the Mishnah Achreina Osad HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHanchil, which is really how the Sikha began. What is the connection between these two Mishnahs? Freer bring the Mishnah Plutas B'Shami B'Sil, Tzazlina Basa B'Keach, Oder Azlina Basa B'Peh. Whereas according to B'Shamai, where it's Mashiach Harer, Mashiach Harcher, or according to B'Sil, it's Mashiach Rasek. Vos Lefizeh Vol Givena Nor Tzuzogun, Aladaz b'shilil is the aliyah. Aliyah sushara odom the ikratam, but there are kopon matam shove from zayin yirida lamata. And then if that's really the truth, so then he's not going to have the union of lahanchel le'eh v'yesh. Lahanchel le'eh v'yesh that Rebbe spoke about before was an union of a person being completely bottled to the Eivishter. That's why he's called Eivai, and that's why it's lahanchel. So the Mishnah Mamshach, B'dugma sunimnu v'gomru anal, just like there's the machlekes b'shamei b'silul, and there was a svara b'shamei said neach le shalei nivra, and b'silul said neach le shalei nivra. But the nimnu v'gomru the neach le shalei nivra. So the Rebbe is saying al derech zeh there's these two mishnayos. There's the first mishnah which is machlekes b'shamei b'silul, which according to b'silul it would make sense that neach le shalei nivra. You know, there's a so memele he's not really going to have this lahanchel eviyesh. Is the Mishnah Mamshech b'dugma sunimnu b'gomru anal? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also that Kodesh Baruch Hu lahanchel chula eva yesh. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? L'kuli alma from Mishnah Kedemes. Eich ledaz bisil, even according to bisil, which bisil holds that you go basa bepeil. And if you go basa bepeil, so there's a svara that nech leishel nivra bishalei nivra. In other words, there's a mile in his aveda. Abul kuli alma eich ledaz bisil is the matore v'tachlis v'aveda shal neshama lamata nit ir schar v'aliyah. Now we did dvash from the dveirim l'saga l'balah. So durfirin ritzenei un kavanosi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For drik tzuchuis in them was the neshama vert ein zach kavi yochel mit nyesh ha-muchlet. Ha-metzias ha-tmidis. Afal pekein meintes nit. As if it l'gam in the zayn ken schar v'aliyah far the neshama. Das vat eich zayn. And the far brengt Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi eir der hemshech ha-posik. Was kumt nog di vert l'han chalea v'yesh. And he brings the pasuk beitzisei mamali. L'chure, the point was to say that lahan chul shai elamis. What's in the gear beitzisei mamali? But those gaitim the etzis shel atzadikim beilam hazav. V'bal der ebishter is eini mekapeach schar kol beria. V'kum deriba the neshama eich hanin shel schar al tznivra. But their inyan from beitzisei mamali brings it Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in zayn etzim amaydmer. Rabbi Shua Malevi doesn't mention that it's the same. Also, that Kadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel ulamale it's the same. That's not what Rabbi Shua Malevi said. Nor blaze b'derech agav, bring the pasuk lahanchel ever yesh, because that's the ikar. While in zayn etzem maimer reter wegen dem ikar shleim is the lasid. Nor kadei zu ondaiten eichi von schar kipshuti shalom neshama was kumt b'derech tofel ve'ini teves makum legabi yesh amuchlet. It brings their eich, their siyam apostle, it's the same amal. So that's the pshat. So in other words, we have the Mishnah of the machlekes between Bisham and Bisil b'negei chalis dvash, which the Rebbe is saying the pnimius of that Mishnah is explaining the chilek between Bekeach and Bepeil, which comes out the machlekes b'negei also what the neshama could really think about when the neshama comes down lamata, because Lepeil, according to Bisil, since there's the mila of Bepeil, so the neshama could also think about its smile, and that's why was the svara of Bishilul that he said that neach le laadam shenivra mishalei nivra, but maskanas advarim is nivnu v'gamru neach le shalei nivra, because ultimately, even according to Bishilul, the tachlis is that a person does his aveda completely only for the Eibishter. Al derech zeh b'negei these mishnayos, so we have the machlekes of Bisham and Bishilul b'negei chalis dvash, and then comes Rabbi Shua ben Levi also that Kadosh Baruch Hu lahanchel. L'chol tzadik v'tzadik, shai elam is there's l'hanchel. That's l'hanchel e'ave yesh. And that only comes through the bittul, through e'ave. But l'peil, a person has to realize that through his aveda, he also has the schar, and that's the inyan of itzisei mamal. That's how the Rebbe is explaining that itzisei mamal. Se'if yud aleph. Siz yodua, az l'osad lovi, v'tzayin halachik v'shamay. Was anything the biyurim was mekenin them zogn al pianal is, in other words, Bishami the Rebbe is speaking over here that over there is there's a more, there's by Bisil herzich a gewisse mile in your aveda for yourself. Hashenken Bishami herzich is the mile for yourself. Bishami herzich in ganzen bittel. Bisman as when der Adam feels sein mitzias is a lachik Bisil mezek der Adam. As zayn aveda tut eich uf and aliyah in em. That's the you know Bisil. Bisil says that there's a mile in bepeil. So if there's a mile in bepeil, so in the neshama there's a mile in the fact that he does the aveda bepeil. Hashem kim lasid lovi when it's with zayn the v'nigel kved avaya v'ro kol bosi yartav kipi avaya diber. When idin v'om verim bepeil ein zach mit yesha muchlet u'metzias atmidis demolt. But the Metzias Adam legamri nit teifis mokim zayin, and the ganze uftu vet bashtein blaze in lahanchel eva yesh. And the far Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gufa was read wegen der zman de loset, and in them gufa in siyam amishnayis when bashtein laachir gmaru aveda b'matzav the shleimus hatzadik zokter nor osud hakodesh baruch hu lahanchel lechol tzadik v'tzadik. So memele the reason why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying it's so, before the Rebbe is saying the reason why Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying, because that's the Iker Aveda is Lahanchel Eva Yesh. Here the Rebbe is saying, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying it because we're talking about the end of Mishnayos. The end of Mishnayos over there, Shteit Mishtein, Alderev, Shittim, Bishamay. Shim Bishamay, that there's only Lahanchel Eva Yesh. The father, Bishua Malevi Gufa, was read back in the Rizmando Loss, the Nun Gufa, and see him on the Schneid. The Mishteit Laachir Gmar Aveda, the Matzah, the Shlevis Atzadik. Zokte Nor Osset, the Kodesh Borchu, the Hanchul, the Tzadchol Tzadik, the Tzadik Hulu. He doesn't speak about it to say Mamal. Razevi, the Limud Amishnah, is Fort Bele Maza. Bring to Rev, the Sea Makosuf, which is saying Mamal. Ad Revishte, but Ech Mamal Zain, the Tzisayim Shel Hatzadikim. Behemshech to this beer in the Lahanchel Osel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Eve Yesh, so the Rebbe in the order of 44 brings Al Pia Mavur Befnim Yuvin Gankein Mashemevi Hatana Behemshech L'Mamori Shor Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Esmaim Rabbi Shimon Chalafti Rimotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu Keli Mazik Brachel Yisrael Ela Hasholim Shnemar Hashem Eizlam Ami Yitein Hashem Yivorech Zami Vasholim. The Lechura Eini Muvin. First of all, Ma'u Ashakiz B'nei. What's the connection between the member of Bishua Ben Levi and Rabbi Shimon Ben Chalafta? And B'chol Eifin, Havalei Lahagdim, Ma'amorish, Rabbi Shimon Ben Chalafta, Yishar Yikeinu Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Ki Kusha Tesis Yontiv, Reigam Melech Hashleima. That's Lechura. What's the connection between this member of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi and Ma'amor Rabbi Shua Ben Lachti? And Lechura Koshal Yidach Gisa. Ma'ach HaShosel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchel Evi Yesh. Is aiming moving ech efsher shaodem nechel yesha muchlet. Vafel piken yeshor bim tsiyusi nivre mugbo. Befrat lefi achro bekabola vechsidis kedas ramban sheelam abo lenusham is mugufin dafke. So Be'emes, in other words, the first question is why are you bringing the member of Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta after Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Why is the Mishnah bringing that member of Be'em? What's the connection? And also, lechur, if anything, Rav Shimon Chalafta should be before Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. But Be'emes, there's another kasha. The kasha is bechlal. After we understand pshat and what Rav Yishuv Ben Levi is saying, that the taych of lahanchel ev yesh means that you're getting the yeshua miti, you know, the yesh of the Eibishter. So what's pshat that a person, a nivra, a mugbul, should be able to get lahanchel ev yesh? So that's why he brings the mind of Rav Shimon Chalafta. Well, then maybe mamori. Shav Shimon Chalafta le Motza Kodesh Baruch Hu Keli Magzik Bracha Li Yisrael Ela Hashalom, which means Shakeli Amagzik Bracha Zu. Which bracha? This special bracha of Lahanchel Ev Yesh, which is Be'etzem Lechura B'Pashtus, is not something which is moving. Li Yisrael Hu Hashalom, which Yoni of Hashalom Ulechaber Shnei Afachim Umanagdim V'Lochim Peilachiber Shal Yesh Amuchlet Im Nivramu. So in other words, it comes out that the member, based on what the way Rebbe is being masber, now the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what's the limotza the osra kodesh baruch hu lahanchel? Shai elam is that lahanchel and the meaning of yesh lahanchel ev yesh. So now we understand that the Zverten Seder a shaila that lechura. How is that possible? So that comes Rabbi Shimon Chalafta. He says limotza kodesh baruch hu keli mazim bracha li yisrael ela shalom. And that's why the Rebbe in the Shuli Agilion in Maturitz Apizeh Emri Kan the Yisroel. The Mashma the Rakavur Yisroel Havi Asholom Keli Mazu Brocha. B'leil Shar Amin. Because Ki Kavanas Rav Shimon Chalafta Eina L'maylas Asholom Bechlal. Ki Im L'zeh Shul Keli Mazu Brocha Miuchetis L'Yisroel Bonav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahan Kol Ev Yesh. So how could you have this Lahan Kol Ev Yesh? Is L'motze Keli Mazu Brocha L'Yisroel Ella Hashol, and on that the Rebbe says over here in the second Shuli Agilion that Al Pizeh moving Gamkin Lo Mehevi Gam Tchilas Hakosim Avaya Eiz Lami Yite. Why did Rav Shimon Chalafta bring this first part of the pasuk? The Lechurein Negel Inyan Hashalom. Lechurein he wants to say like Motzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Keli Magzik Brachel Yisrael Ella Hashalom. So Lechurein the main thing is Avaya Baruch Zami Hashalom Kin Yonish Hashalom Kan. So in other words, Avaya Eiz Lama Yitein, he gives the Eiz in order to be able to be makabel this the Yesh Hamuchlet the Lahanchel Ev Yesh. So it's coming like behemshech to this member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That's what the Rebbe is being masber. Knows after the Rebbe Bekitzur the Nekudas Hadvarim, the Rebbe was masber that what's this member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Member Lahanchel the Nekudas that is Lahanchel. It's an Indian of Nachla, because Nachla is not you're giving something, but rather it's a Nachla, because the Yidden, the Eibishter, is one thing with the Eibishter. Memele, he takes the Eibishter himself. And that's the Lahanchel Eve Yesh. They take the Yesh Amiti of the Eibishter, which comes and becomes a nachla to the yid. That's the nachla to the yid. And as a result of that, the yid have the union of that's the tainug that the yidn have from this nachla. That's from this nachla.